This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Since September 11th, a growing number of Americans have been getting their news from sources outside the United States, by cable or satellite television or over the internet. They say they're looking for information and opinions they can't get from U.S. news organizations. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Sharif Youssef is a graduate student in English at the University of Chicago. He says as an American of Arab ancestry, he came to mistrust the media in his parents' native Egypt years ago because it did things like scapegoat the British for the troubles of the Mideast. Youssef says he lost faith in the U.S. media just after September 11th.
In the sort of 3 days that we had afterwards that were nonstop commentary without commercials, and there was no news. I mean, there was just a bunch of people acting like they were in a movie.
Youssef says he felt coverage in the U.S. focused too much on emotions and too little on facts. He thought there was too little reporting from around the world and too little diversity of opinion. So he turned to his computer.
I started going online more to websites that are in English, like The Guardian, The Observer, and I was getting floods of email connections, URLs from people all over the place.
Links to websites all over the place. Since the 11th, Youssef says he's been regularly reading the British newspaper's Guardian Unlimited website, and he's been working on his French by reading the sites of the newspapers Le Monde and Libération. A lot of Americans seem to be doing the same thing. According to a survey by the internet research firm Jupiter Media Metrics, Youssef is one of as many as 600,000 Americans who've started reading the Guardian Unlimited site since September. They've more than doubled the site's total audience. The survey also shows that the left-wing Guardian's conservative competitor, the Daily Telegraph, has added nearly 500,000 American readers. Emily Bell is editor-in-chief of Guardian Unlimited. She says new American readers have been sending email to the site thanking it for covering opinions they feel aren't getting enough attention in the U.S.
We didn't really have a kind of a censorship on dissent in terms of, you know, falling in, I guess, behind the Bush and the Blair lines on things. So, you know, really from sort of day one, we had articles which raised issues about American foreign policy, which would have been, I think, you know, quite delicate at the time.
English language radio and television news from outside the U.S. seem to have become more popular as well.
Here is the CBC Hourly News. I'm Jim Martin. 2 days of intensive softwood lumber talks began in Vancouver today.
The Canadian network's television news was carried by the Home Shopping Channel for a few days on and after September 11th. Even though that cable network is no longer carrying the CBC, the Canadian network has been receiving 5 times as much email as usual from Americans. A CBC executive speculates that's because some Americans have gotten into the habit of watching the Canadian news.
BBC World Service, this is The World Today with Tim Luard and Ritala Shah, bringing you today's news from around the world.
The BBC's television news ended up on the Learning Channel on September 11th, and public television stations have been carrying more BBC news than usual. Some carried nothing but the Beeb for days after the 11th. Roger Mosey is head of television news for the BBC. He says in emails, Americans have been praising the network for 2 reasons.
On 9/11 itself, they said our coverage was calm and rational. And at a time of immense fear and danger, the BBC was a sane voice in a difficult world. I think after that, what we tend to get is a feeling that we're more international and that often the sort of CNN perspective is uniquely American focused.
Mosey says the BBC's charter requires it to provide strong foreign coverage as a service to the British public. American networks have cut back on international reporting over the last 10 years. According to the Washington-based watchdog group, the Center for Media and Public Affairs, early in the 1990s, the broadcast news networks in the U.S. spent about half their airtime on foreign stories and coverage of the Gulf War. By 1996, the center found the networks were devoting only 20% of their broadcasts to foreign news. Emily Bell of The Guardian Unlimited says she understands why the U.S. media might be tempted to look inward. From America, she says the rest of the world is far away, or at least it used to be. It's a lot closer to Britain.
As it were, the rest of the world is just geographically much closer, and it's much easier for us to cover. It's very easy for us to cover stories from the States because we share a language. It's very easy for us to cover stories from continental Europe because it's geographically very close. The Middle East is actually not that far away.
Bell says she thinks that reporters who cover overseas news have to work harder than ever these days because their readers have access to more information and opinion than ever before.
Users are now saying, well, actually, if I want to read the articles from Dawn, which is a leading publication in Pakistan, you can do that in English on the web. You know, you don't have to go down to the largest news agents in Manhattan to be able to get a copy.
Bell says each of the news media has had a defining moment during a crisis. Television news during Vietnam, 24-hour cable news during the Gulf War. The current crisis, Bell says, may well be the defining moment for the internet news media worldwide. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.